Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Did you see it? It should be big news, but you may have blinked and missed it. This past week saw the announcement of the commencement of the new sunspot cycle. At least it has been recorded that one sunspot was seen before severe solar winds covered the Earth and destroyed the DX for a day or so. Whether this is really the start of a new cycle or the last fling of the old will be decided sometime in the future. Conditions have been variable and exciting, with openings appearing and fading like animals in the mist. Just when people are excited at hearing interstate beacons, all seems to be quiet, like a pub after closing time. And the quiet is not restricted to working DX. It has overtaken shortwave broadcasting within Australia and abroad. Justified as part of the cost-cutting brought about by the reduction of government funding, the ABC and Radio Australia have sought to force their audience to use alternative reception modes. Sadly, the bean counters are illiterate when it comes to the technology and alternatives available to remote listeners. For a great number of people, there is no mobile phone, internet or FM service to replace the shortwave service. The ABC and Radio Australia have left people living and working remotely with Hobson's Choice. Whilst the WIA is part of the movement to promote education of the STEM subjects, the national broadcaster has cancelled the magazine format science program Catalyst, and now the game-oriented show Good Game. As people interested in enjoying a technological hobby, it should be a concern that the wider scheme of broadcasting, interest in expanding the experience of STEM, is seemingly lacking. Whilst we wait for improvement in that front, let's hope the sunspots do increase and we can look forward to better DX. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.